This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it, breathe me. Way I do in the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Inner City. That was Maz on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM every Friday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., except holidays. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I am the host of the talk show. Inside the Inner City, we talk about numerous topics, solutions, and we have a variety of different people and give their point of view. They are very intelligent. They know exactly what's going on in the country. Their suggestions also show us that they have the intelligence to direct the powers to be, that if we do some things in the manner we speak on the broadcast, we can make a change. We get into the political season, May 12th. Maybe go into the polls, decide who's going to be the next government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We have the PLP, which, you know, is looking to repeat as the government of the Bahamas. They are basically, they have the engine, they have the money, they have the resources, they have the team on the ground. Then we have the Free National Movement, with opposition leader Michael Pintard looking to become the prime minister also of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He also has the engine. He has the resources, not as much as the current has the resources, you know, because they're the government. They have the edge. They've been doing some fantastic projects in the country in the billions. Prime Minister's traveling now, opening a new, I think, airport. He's been doing that lately. I am in Chesterfield, this type of development, but we there locking in major concerning areas where we really want them to pay their attention, and that's immigration, corruption, and poverty. You know, they're leaning towards that oxen for next time, and they would focus directly on stiffer penalties, 10 years imprisonment, up to $50,000 fine if you're found selling fraudulent documents. That includes passport, national insurance card, and et cetera. So, yes, and then we have the Coalition of Independence, Mr. Lincoln being in the school, who also looking to become the next government of the Bahamas. They're looking to give Bahamian people, I think, $100,000 a acre land and much more, something to think about. And many people out there, you know, they feel that, you know, that can happen. What we would see, how the Bahamian people feel, and that towards each and every one of us, because each and every one of us is swogging, you know, by ourselves, but collectively, whoever we decide as collectively, you know, even though we are competing against one another, I guess it's the most votes who win, and I hope that whoever wins continues to push the country forward, and also at the same time, put the people first, and put righteousness voice in their portfolio as well, so that we could get rid of this corruption. And it's been plaguing not just an administration. So we need change, you know. across the board, regardless who wins the general election, it has to be a major concern for us, and we want it to be dealt with. Yeah, so, okay. So today, you know, I really want to talk about where we're headed as a society. Okay, just recently looking at the advance poll, where 25,000 people went to the polls to vote for the party of their choice, whether it's the PLP, Coalition of Independence, the Free National Movement, independent candidate, Dr. Hubert Minnis, or whoever the candidate is who are running in the upcoming general election to be held May 12th. There were a lot of, a lot of chaos, especially between BMN people. You know, when, sure, there were a lot of argument. Many people saying it was disorganized. Many people said that they went there from 7 a.m. and didn't leave till hours later. Many people were complaining about, you know, they supposed to be in a specific location and they were denied access. But overall, you know, there were also candidates like Marcus. I watched them wear their shirt. They shake hands. They were very friendly. There were some good examples. Robin Langs as well, I think she was speaking on the, she was speaking on the incident about the atmosphere at the advance poll, where people were inciting. You know, we can't say who was inciting and who was not inciting, because everyone seems to be right. So you can't really know who's right from who's wrong, because, you know, the thing I'm trying to say is that, you know, we as Bahamians, you know, we need to take a look at ourselves and really, does politics really worth it? Does it really worth it where we have to be shouting insults at one another, like we making any sense? If you're a PLP, you're a Free National Movement, or your Coalition of Independence. Now, just let me give you a prime example before I start the show. Just say if you're a PLP, and just say if you're FNM. What sense are you going at one another, cursing and carrying on one another, ready to actually fist fight? All right? Like if you guys really know what you're getting yourself into, you're going to make a bad decision. You're going to create. It could go from just pulling for a political party to going to assault, to a physical fight, and then it goes from there to gunfu. Over what? Politics? I mean, you all live in one country. You know, but like I said, there was overall, when you look at the reports that were going on, there was a lot of discomfort. A lot of people were angry for waiting the line long. It was unorganized and in some aspect. But some people said it was a smooth transition, but many people complained about it. I think that we need to be more prepared. I heard Sebastian saying that he would have his team to correct the mistake at the advance poll, you know, because you know you're going to have persons who are disabled coming to give their vote. Some might be blind, some might be, you know, can't use their hands, so they will need someone to be there present to say where they want to mark their X. So all these things are supposed to be taken upon in reference to planning to make sure there was a lane set in place. And to speed it up, you're supposed to, like, have names on what polling division that you're supposed to go to vote in an advance poll, so that there will not be so much hassle. And we have to be respectful to the citizens, you know, because the citizens, you know, coming out there to give their constitutional rights to participate in the general election, they should never be holed up. And that means they should not be waiting in line to give their vote to parties that they support. And they have to be out there all day. It's like going to the hospital and not getting service. It's like going to the police station to put in a complaint and, you know, you're turned around, you know, like you're treated second class, you know. No, at this particular time, the Bahamian people, when they go to register, I mean, when they go to vote, they should be quickly and fast as possible. But also, I know they're doing a lot of background check. So I guess this is the delay as well, you know, with all of the forged documents with National Assurance, our passport, and voter cards. So I think the parliamentary registrar and their team, I think they're looking for discrepancies in the voter's card or whatever identification there is. And I think that's the holdup as well. So I guess that's the big problem. So I hope they do their best to prepare for the general election and make it more easier. Chairs supposed to be put in place for residents. They're supposed to have water, drinks. You know, we have a lot of political parties that they're set up, you know, with their tents. But I hope that they had Gatorade. I hope they had water. I hope they had umbrellas for those persons who came to vote for their particular party. Because you just can't be a political party and you're out there and you see people who are registered voters coming to support the party that you are looking for them to give their vote. So I suggest that around polling time, that you know there are going to be a large amount of people going to vote to different polling divisions. I suggest that's a good gesture that you have some drinks. You know, you might need some umbrellas out for elderly persons. Because, you know, if it's going to be a waiting process, then you have to compromise and plan and say that, you know, people are going to be waiting there. Let's have some drinks. Let's put some tents out where if people get tired and they want to fall out or they need to rest, we have someplace comfortable to put them, you know, put some fan there so they can relax. Some people can't stand in the line too long because, you know, they have chronic ill disease. They can have knee problem, leg problems, so they can't stand up all day and they get frustrated. And if a lot of people get frustrated, they're going to go, and they're not going to vote. And that could cost any MP their seat. So you cannot discourage the voters. So treat the voters with the utmost respect to all the political parties that are running for election. I mean, to be re-elected as the next government should emphasize that putting drinks, food, water, umbrellas, fans out there for the voters, okay? And I'd like to say this to the voters as well. Bear in mind, we are all behemoths. There's no reason for us to be carrying the way we can on out there. You wonder why we have a lot of violent crime in the country, right? You wonder why the country is not going to get no better. You wonder why when we see 100 murders or we see young people get killed in the country, you know why? It's because look at us. We are the prime example of what's wrong in the country. Kids are watching the TV and watching how you conduct yourself. And many of you conducted yourself wrong way. I've seen grown men on interviews who look like 60-something telling other persons, you know, you don't know who's right or who's wrong because, you know, the video is being recorded. So you're only catching a little piece. But anyway, you're hearing old man them saying that if you're talking about my mother, I automatically could fight. You know, like, if you talk with my mother, you know, like, if you talk with my mother, you automatically can fight. You're going to give your vote, but now if there's a little dispute, now you're saying this, you're saying something threatening to the next individual who said something to you as well. Do you think it make any sense? You're a 60-something-year-old man. What you're going to do to that younger person there? You're going to fist fight? And then I heard one said, you know, I'd eat your food. Where are all these talks coming from? Eat your food. Like, it's supposed to be, you know, I know the tension is there because, you know, everyone wants their party to win. And everyone's saying that, you know, it's cheating, so everyone is up on their toes, you know. But come on. Why everyone want to be bad? Do you all know what bad is? Do you know the mistakes that you can make just by getting mad and thinking of the character? Do you know there's consequences that when you get in a fight with somebody that is not going to end? You don't know who people is. What's surprising me is that I'm seeing so many behemoths, male and female, acting like they so bad. Everyone want to be bad in Nassau. My man, like, everyone want to be bad, and you all see what bad is get you? I ain't running from bad, but look like everyone bad. That's why bad boy days play out. Bad boys days play out on the streets because everyone will be bad, and they kill the thing because everyone cannot be bad. You could run your motor up and talk Like, you're so serious, and men will grab you and slap you. You fall up like a little chicken, you know? No nerve you get. You won't be bad, but you get no nerve. You only get hard mode. A lot of people just get a bunch of hard mode when they buck confrontation or buck a person who really mean business because your mode gets you in problem. You don't know who people are. Listen, people, it is crazy what we're doing to our country. You wonder why we have over 200 children sought help for sexual abuse last year. Ain't gonna get no better in this country based on what I saw that had advanced poll by some of the behemoths who were there to support that particular party. It was complete disgrace for PLP, FNM. 200 children sought help for sexual abuse last year because they're watching each and every one of you. And many of you have children. You know, we saw a little girl out of week cursing and counting dad, but you wonder why? Because it's us. We have a violent society. We have a lot of mentally ill people in this country. We need to imply conflict resolution because it's not just the kids. It's the grown-ups as well. They have adopted the canon like animals just getting mad real quick. You know? It's crazy. That's why, hey, it could be hard for us to get rid of 100 murders. It could be hard for us to get rid of child abuse and sexual abuse and rape. It's going to be hard for us. All of us could suffer. All of us could suffer because why? We are taking on an identity that is not ours. Everyone want to be bad. I say everyone. And I've seen some of the most baddest set of people in Nassau who I used to hang around with. All right? And I can tell you, I've seen it all. And I know about hard mode people. And I can tell you there's a lot of y'all out there threatening one another and grinning one another face. Y'all know what badness is. Try live your life, all right? Stay away from conflict. You have children out there looking at you. So what you think they're going to do when they see their mom and father on TV channel like that? What you could tell your kids? You wonder why the kids are going to school and cursing and carrying on bad because they watch their parents and they adopt it and they take it to school. It's us. It's us. Listen, yeah. So when you see all this murder going on, don't talk about the government. Yeah, the government is at fault, right? Take a look at yourself. You see? Take a look at yourself in this country. For party? No, man, that is not us. We could go to any political function as a FNM, as a coalition, as a PLP, and that is no reason for us to be carrying on the way we carrying on in this country. I can take this quick call, then I'm going to play my clips. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Governor.
Yeah, Papa. Yeah.
I said, this is that one from the village, man.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the one they call that poor, he blind. let me touch this quick, what you talk about with the little girl. I say, if the parents don't discipline her, the parents need to be disciplined. Yes. I would be ashamed. Yeah, and we need to take some responsibility. A lot of this cussing our children, I include myself in it. They learn from us.
Yes.
They hear us doing that. And that's sad, you know? And God ain't pleased with it.
No.
But I serious though, that man, I look, I say, my goodness, her parents are down with that. I say, man, if they don't put discipline on, they need to be disciplined. Schools, I would say something about the voting.
Go ahead.
Blind, right? In 2017, I want to leave one gentleman who's called the talk show for the last, because I think he can call him and I call him. Let me say it right now. One gentleman who's calling, he call him a regular caller. Like me, I ain't going to call his name.
All right.
Man, from the time even when my boy Barney was alive, where they call us chronic callers and stuff like that, this man always came like he's jealous. Like he's jealous of me. He don't have nothing good to say but me. And maybe this around where some people might say it's karma, but you know when you can feel that jealousy and you ain't get no malice against that person,
yes.
You respect them as a senior man.
Yes.
It's called, I think they can call it when I finish today. The last thing I hear him talk about how I say Jesus is my best friend and all the talk show hosts is catered to me. He need a talk show for himself and all that stuff. Just pure jealousy. He leave a message with the producer one time. I ain't calling no producer name because I respect all them producers to the Guardian and the rest of the station. Say, leave my number. Man, but he talked so bad about one of my boys who dead, a former cabinet minister. I was a little sad, but I respect him. Mm. Even when they buy him off the radio or the Guardian, I say things like, man, give him a second chance. In spite of how he's doing me, you know, and carry on with me. So he called me, he started telling me, things like he pull up by me, no invitation on the. I, like I said, they pity your condition, and yeah. I know people might say you disabled, you blind. Yeah, I could take all of that. I still get life, right? And when I had to hang up on him, he get mad. He leave him. He called me and put like on WhatsApp and leave a message. Put my number inside the thing. Because I leave my cell number for other people to call me for some different reason. Well, I pay for that. He say. You're blind, this, you're blind, that.
That's a bewoken person. Let me say, that's a bewoken person. If that
yes,
is a person.
You're blind, this, you're blind. So you can cross the road. Can you do this? Can you drive?
That's
I even stop buying vehicles and stuff because I think people get here. I go and work with a former government before they let me be in a part of empowering people.
Yeah.
And some people, they didn't like it. Maybe I didn't do enough with it. But I just was I was instructed to see how much people I could help. Don't care what party they come from. This yeah. after a general election. Some people in place, and then I think how the people who could see is be jealous of one another and worship with me. So they don't care how I bless them personally or give them things. They saying in their mind like, who you think he is? You know, the same people you try to help. You know,
yeah.
So he leave all kind of message and things to them there and stuff like that. Then he, this is what he say, I love you. You know, why did it sound like he's psycho or something? I laughing to myself and tears just streaming down my face. Right? Why is I laughing? Because I can't. I know us humans be dealing to one another, right? But I say he might call and I still ain't a calling him. You know why? Because all us got live your mate and die your mate.
Yes.
And I can miss him when he go. I don't know if y'all can miss me when I go, right? I don't know where he could be, but I can miss him when he go. And I ain't praying for him to go nowhere,
mm-hmm.
right? But he's scared. All I can feel is jealousy. Mm-hmm. And that's how I see humans go. So let me move on. I's a PLP, right?
Yes, sir.
But they can't control me. Nobody, right?
Yeah.
Only God could. I respect him. But I still respect humans. But when they wrong, I can say they're wrong. Even my mother, sometimes I remember them saying, you know, man, it's because I say, mother, you're wrong.
That's right.
You're wrong with your teacher. You're wrong. And I can leave that for Mother's Day. For the Mother's Day. I ain't going to disrespect. I ain't going to know my feeling, but I can talk generally. So with this voting, what's going on? The reason why I didn't go on yesterday, in 2017, when they said early voting disabled people and all that, I'm trying to talk fast. Go down by the sports center. Well, they make me feel so bad. I said, I never go into that again. So I didn't try to go there.
Mm.
But God willing, on the 12th, I can go. And you talking about people playing bad and threatening one another. Play one and out. I mean, I know God could watch over me, right? But I don't trust humans. I'll make it, Lynn. I try my best. I know you could get me, right? But I can make it hard for you to get me.
Yeah.
I ain't going to go there for you to just deal with me just like that. So I went in and with God help, I said, I must got to get police protection. Because I'm going to put my loved ones in. I know if they see me, they like. Because what I'm saying and doing, they don't like. See, I's a PLP. I go into war for them, right?
Mm.
But I want to, and I ain't lying about it. I'm not telling that this truth. I serious with that. I think, like, even with your child, when you have a child and they being rude, they deserve a time. But that mean you still love her. I still love the PLP. I love Glenys Anna Martin. I wish she was the prime minister today. I wish she would have been the leader. So I go into war, right, and I vote in PLP. So they say that's, hello, they say that's crazy. Why would you do that? And then you feel away. Because I think they deserve a spite. This PLP here, they spiteful. And petty. I expected the best. I thought this one was being like Prime Minister Pinlin, even better than him. But no. And I don't know if they just blame him. He's a big man, so I can't talk about the people around him, this and that. But I sure the majority of people around him, I ain't gonna call no name. They hate my guts. I can feel. I don't know if you can feel without someone telling you, but I don't like you. You can feel they don't like you.
Yeah.
You know, and as a PLP, right? They feel like I should be saying, I'm not a good PLP if I criticize them. All of this foolishness with them, the only way we can wreck it and final takes and we vote them out. You understand what it's and they feel like you should just condole it and be a part of it. But I can't do that. I can't do that. The only way we can final takes if we take the power away from them. And I still can love them. So when I go there, I go into detention. I can get someone to help me on it. My children love the PLP, so I think it was one number three. I still think I need them maybe when I go there, either have the police to carry me home or whatever. All right? Because I don't trust them. Like I was saying, they're petty and spiteful. They do a lot of bad things to me. You can imagine, right? I know this person all my political life. We's doing things together. We empower all kind of people and do things to them. I wouldn't talk about Perry Christie. He treated me like the son. Although plenty of them tell me, say, boy, we don't like you. But when you call him, he suck his teeth when he's. But when he open his mouth to me, just like Glenys, they show me respect, right? So, in 2000, I call him. I say, Chief, congratulations and all that stuff, right? So, he say, hey, Papa. He said, hey, Papa, I get an incoming call. Call my way back. But that's 4 years ago. But even up to the day, then call the police number, then call his personal number. He don't never answer me. He don't answer. He gets some people what might come out of the office, they still show me a little respect. Yeah. And people will say, well, he mad because he ain't getting away or something. He won, he ain't getting, no, I hate disrespect. And you know what I hate the most about these people? I don't care how rich you are. You must know I's the boss with the rest of us people collectively. You's a servant. These people ain't caring on any servant. They rude, they petty, they spend, they care on this money coming out of their pocket. And it's so sad. And I... Listen, I think they need a time. I wonder if my boy ready to call and talk about
come me.
I think I take long. But listen to me, ISPLB, I think they need a time. I love listening to you. Yeah, I love listening to you.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. You know, that's giving his opinion. He says a BLB feel that some kind of must see the corruption or whatever. He don't want to be a part of it, you know. People got to speak their mind, you know. We're going to take this next call. I want to play the clip after this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Hey, Scrooge, Pico Mosco. How are you, son?
I'm fine.
Good. I was listening to your opening salvo.
Yes, sir.
And with all due respect, a lot of it was correct, but there's certain aspects of it that were incorrect.
Go ahead, sir.
I was there on the ground for double-digit hours with a number of people from both sides of the party, you know, both, all three parties.
Yes, sir.
At C.V. Bethel. Now, what one has to understand is that the setup that was done by the government was completely and utterly inhumane. And I said it on Inigo's show earlier.
Yes, sir.
Furthermore, the parties that were out there, all of us, there was water given to water. Anything that we had were to help everybody because they were there, elderly people, regular younger people my age that needed water, sustenance, and otherwise.
Yes, sir.
The parties did that.
Okay.
But the problem being is it's not the parties, and the people were in conditions that were inhumane, hot, sitting there for numerous hours, numerous hours. And that was over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything more horrific and how that was in charge.
Yes.
And that ultimately is the Bahamian government.
Yes, yes. Fair enough.
Now, this has gone down the line during the whole time, and I'm speaking from fact.
Mm.
The Bahamian people they're human beings that were put in conditions that were dangerous. I witnessed people passing out, falling down. They were at their wit's end, being there for hours and hours and hours.
Should not
parties,
happen.
Members of each party and regular citizens were wheeling people in, disabled and otherwise.
Wow.
Now, yes, you are right that we should, from your perspective, definitely, you know, hold your tongue, do this. But you get pushed to a certain point, and especially in the conditions that we were subjected to,
mm-hmm.
right? Any action that you take as an individual is your action.
Yes, sir.
You're responsible for it.
Yes, sir.
But it was an instigating environment that was beyond reproach.
Mm.
And I'm going to leave a number of statements until the postmortem after all of this. What happened, what occurred, and the government is responsible for this. They did it. They divided the people. The people were yelling and screaming at each other and threatening each other.
Yes.
I witnessed it. I commented on this.
Yes, it was all over Facebook.
And there's no one to blame other than them and then the individuals that decided to go over the edge. But we don't know what the individuals are suffering with or anything else. But this was shocking, and I'm telling you, I was on the ground. I worked as a lawyer for a candidate, and I was at C.V. Bethel, and I saw what was going on. The Bahamian people were treated like animals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, Scrooge. I don't. There ain't no exaggeration here.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people were there from 7 o'clock in the sun, you know.
Yep, I was there.
and people come down.
Anyway, keep doing what you're doing, son, and it's always good talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon, okay?
Okay, sir. Okay, sir.
God bless.
Okay, you as well. Thank you very much. Yes, you know, we have to treat the Bahamian people that are utmost respect. They are voters who, taking their time to come from home, disabled, persons who have contributed, who feel that, you know, they want a stake in this country, and this is their opportunity to. We asked for persons to get registered to vote. We did that in large numbers. I think it's 200 plus thousand, it'll be close to 210,000 plus persons have registered to vote in the upcoming general election come May 12th. So we had the advance poll, and like I said, the gentleman just gave a example that the political parties did have drinks available, but the long wait. We know some people are fatigued. We know some people have sugar, some people have cancer, some people can't deal with the sun, and then they were there for hours. And like I say, some of the technicality could deal with the fact that, you know, we have a lot of documents that are being forged, and the Parliamentary Registrar Department and its staff have to recheck every individual who come there with some deficiency on their voter's card, or they might can't give exactly the location where they live, and so it might be a little late. But nonetheless, if Bahamian people are out there, they should have a time frame when they should be able to vote. They should not be tortured to be out there for hours. You know what's to be out there hours to vote in the Bahamas? You know, if you're doing the government a favor, you are a citizen. You should be treated with the utmost respect going to the voters, polling the voters, pushing the country. There should be drinks. There should be tents. There should be people that are addressing you. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Assisting you, telling you which polling station you need to go to in order to vote, how long the process would take, and update the individuals. And always check and ask people, are they doing all right, because they are elderly. So that's supposed to be the number one priority, knowing that this advance poll is for persons of that character. So we as the government, didn't do a good job, okay? And I hope that they do a better job come May 12th. That's all I'm saying. It's not to take a direct attack on the government, but when you look in all of the viewers, every time you look on Guardian Radio, you look on social eyewitness news, there were poisons, man, woman, you know, just going at it. So let me play these clips. Get to this quick.
Former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham held up his purple thumb as he emerged from Garvintine's primary school, where he cast his ballot in the advance poll. Ingraham, who described the voting process as good, also weighed in on reports of voter fraud with King.
That's alarming. You know my view about sealing election. People come out and vote, their name's on the register, and the winner will be declared this evening. Not this evening today, but I mean on election day. But I am concerned about how large numbers of people, it appears, have got access to Bahamian passports and other such documents, and that is a very concerning matter.
He was also asked about irregularities on the voter register with names appearing more than once and some voters' year of birth in 2036.
Yeah, I hope it's just incompetence as opposed to anything else. I hope it's just incompetence.
Ingraham, a former member of parliament for North Abaco, served as prime minister for three non-consecutive terms. With 26,000 people expected to vote in the advance poll, he says he was pleased with the turnout.
I feel very good about that because it's very important for Bahamians to come out and vote in large numbers so they can elect the government they want.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Vonik Tu.
Yeah, that's former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Ingraham talking about, you know, the discrepancies we're seeing about the fraud dealing with documents. You know, I heard former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, he talked earlier about the situation concerning these same incidents. And he said that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, whoever is going to win at the polls are going to win. I heard Dr. Hubert Minnis say it as well. I heard Dr. Hubert Alexander Ingraham say it. It's like You know, it's like something that happened under their watch. It happened under Perry Christie. It happened under Ingram. It happened under even this administration with Brave Davis. But it's just alarming numbers that we are seeing being exposed here at this time, at this administration. It seems to be full-blown in the country, and it's very concerning for us as citizens in the country, because every day, you know, we sometimes hear individuals in government who defend the issue and state that, no, there's not a problem. Then, you know, they come back a few weeks later, there's a problem. Then, you know, opposition present some type of talks, reference passports. They did not really have no evidence. It was exposed, and then, you know, it was denied by the government in the country, especially the Minister of National Security and a few others holding position in the country. And then when we listened a few weeks later, we saw persons who get locked up at fraudulent documents and stuff, like verifying what the opposition leader Michael Pentad was saying, verifying what coalition of independence, Mr. Lincoln Bean, was also stating him is around the country. And then we had a lot of exposure, a lot of criminal charges being brought against people in the Immigration Department and individuals who obtain vehement documents before the courts. And it's just like every day. So it's very concerning for us as a country, you know, especially as citizens. So that's why a lot of behemoths now has gone and gotten registered. And then somehow some other people have their reasons. They're going to vote for their party of choice. But you get many behemoths who just want to vote on the issue of the immigration and the corruption. Many people around the country just talking about that. You know, they say this is what they're going to vote on. I don't know if that's going to decide if it's going to be a vote against the government or vote for the opposition or vote for Lincoln Bean. I don't know how it's going to, you know, because many people still are undecided. You know, we're talking, people just don't know where to turn. Some people say they just get coalition of independence their vote because they feel that, you know, given those two other parties who have caused the problems we face now, would happen in the face. So they say, let's vote for the candidate, you know. Then other people are just undecided, you know. They saying that, you know, let's vote the Free National Movement. And then some people saying that the PLP is doing an extremely great job. Yes, they're doing some great job in many different departments of the country, $1 billion investment. You know, they're building hospital clinics, small business, the National Youth Guard. You know, there's a lot of bond with some of the ministers, paving roads and et cetera. There's a lot of good stuff going on. But like I said, what tops it the most is the immigration and the corruption and, you know, the poverty level in the country will always top the progress of the major investments, because people ain't worrying about the major investments, you know, because they ain't really reaching them, you know, because every government has created a great economy, you know, but it still has not really been beneficial to the people. So the people see where the problem is at, and that's where they're trying to address it, you know, and that's the main issue in the country. So we're going to play the next clip. That's the...
Hello. Sorry, can you...
Prime Minister, how was the voting process?
Very smooth. I'm happy I've done it. And I encourage all who are here just to be patient and stay in the line. The lines are long, which is very encouraging to see how many are participating in this democratic process. I just want them to continue, be patient, and once they're inside, they'll see that the process is very, very, very efficient.
What's your response to criticism about the government using public funds to get vouchers?
Excuse me, sorry. Did you authorize that
yet? Yeah, that's Prime Minister Honorable Brave Davis. You know, like I say, to me personally, I don't think he is a bad prime minister. I think he's one of the most humble prime ministers that we have had. I think he gets along well with the Bahamian people. I don't think he's a vindictive or victimization prime minister. He is not petty-minded. He seems to be a person of humble, you know, but like I said, he has done some great stuff. He has some great ministers, Peter Global Role. You have Jumbo Campbell, you know, a lot of them on this wing who are doing tremendously good in their respective community. And like the end of the, at the end of the day, I don't know if that's going to be decisive thing that is going to cost them in the next general election. Like I say, I feel this election is going to be come down to corruption, immigration. Many Bahamian feel that their sovereignty is being threatened, and they're afraid that their children will have nothing left in this country if this keeps up. And like I say, I'm not a person of hate. This is the hysteria that is built up in this country, and it's there every day in the newspaper, you know, every day, and it's catching up with us. We're going to play the next clip.
Especially for persons your age, and you said that you were here for how long?
After 7.
After 7. Mm-hmm. And you waited out here until after. Mm-hmm. And what made you stay?
Well, I want to exercise my rights.
What are your suggestions for the parliamentary registration department moving forward in terms of ensuring that the elderly and those who are disabled are cared for during this process?
I think there should be a defined area where it's clearly marked and that it would cater to a senior citizen per se. And perhaps a period of time earlier for the senior citizen, and then afterwards the regular voters, because it's very discouraging to be sitting in the sun for so long.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and the lady made a great recommendation. You know, like I said, you know, pick a spot for the senior citizens, those who are disabled, serve them first, or then you have a next line for those who are not senior citizens, so they could also be processed as well. You know, also, you know, we should have the ambulance, you know, be parked there, you know, on a regular basis, right there. Why is this is happening? You know, we need ambulance there so we have a quick response. They could, you know, poisons were falling out, be able to respond quicker. So we should have the ambulance there, even the fire engine, you know, because they are a first-time responder, so it'd be good to have them around to where the polling divisions are, you know. So that'd be good, you know, to get the ambulance attendants to be there present, you know, to deal with any type of accident or emergency that can occur around the polling divisions around Nassau New Providence. We're going to play the last clip, and then we can come to you, Carla.
Very hectic inside there. It's kind of like a long day and organized.
At all.
You go inside there. You still got to tell them, I'm sorry, what's for you today? You can get the vote, you understand that? They call and let us, what in, even inside there, but you know, it ain't organized at all.
So how long were you here before you got inside?
I was there for almost 2 hours trying to get inside.
This lady is
They got the disabled. And everybody, anybody stop for disabled coming. They just don't have a line for the disabled people and the old people, the mature and women. They ain't organized.
So what prompted your vote today?
Yeah, that's a lady from the Progressive Labour Party who was there as well. And she is a Bahamian. She was saying that it's disorganized. She's not taking a shot at the party, okay? She's just saying that it was disorganized. She's looking overall as a Bahamian. We have one more clip, right? The last one, that's the lady from the PLP. See what I like to do? I like to be transparent. That's the lady from the PLP. She spoke on the conditions. And now we have Heather Hunt speaking on the conditions as well, or what the BM as well. So we have a balanced approach to make sure that we are always neutral. Go ahead, Carla.
All right, so what did you say was happening? I saw some people were getting pushed off the lines.
Yes, so we're at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, Heather McDonald, the F&M candidate for Anglesen. This has been happening from this morning. We had several talks with the POs. It's very chaotic down here and it's clustered. The POs had listened to some of our suggestions and they did open a line for senior citizens, but it's obvious voters' frustration to delay the voters as much as possible. We had persons on this line for 4 hours. Many of them were here from 7 o'clock in the morning and still haven't voted as yet. And what's happening right now is a lot of voters are leaving and they say they don't want to come back at all. You have to understand, these senior citizens are our most vulnerable persons in our community. Many of them had ailments. There was a gentleman who said, I came from the hospital here to vote, and he wasn't able to go into voters yet. So come on now, we got to do better. Plus, people are pushing on the lines, and voters, senior voters, were stumbling back. One fell on me, and I had to catch one. You understand? And we were able to open up the senior lines. We have to do better. Right now, I don't know who in charge. I don't know if the police in charge. I don't know if PRD is in charge, but we need order in Kendall Isaacs, because at the end of the day, the majority, if you look around, the majority of people here are senior citizens, and we have to protect our senior citizens. And MCOI, my God, we can't trample over the senior citizens now. We have to do better. People can't stand in line for many of these persons on are dialysis patients. Many of them have diabetes, and you expect them to be in the sun. POD should have tents erected out here for these people. If they want us to move our tents, we're willing to move our tents and bring it over here for the people. You know, but we can't do that because, you know, you have to be a certain meter away. But by God, we have to do better in this country. We had 4 years, well, they call it a snap election early. We know why they do that, but you had enough time to plan. We had 2 by-elections for you to smooth everything out. And now that we are in the general election and you still cannot maintain on what's going on. So the only thing I could think about right now is this might be a little intentional. You know, we had persons that we placed on the advance polls that wasn't on the list. We had to get certificates issued at 1:12 o'clock in the night. And we're here and our voters are simply frustrated. I want every Bohemian today to be able to vote, because that is your right. It doesn't regardless of your party. You're a Bohemian and you deserve to come here and mark your X to whomever you support. But in that process, Bohemians need to be treated with decency and respect. And they deserve better than this, man. PRD, do better.
Yes, we have one more clip, right? Or we can play that after we take this call. But I just want to say this. We heard the Prime Minister gave his comment, and he said it was a smooth sailing. We saw the former Prime Minister, Hubert Allingham, Mr. Lawrence Ingram was my teacher at D.W. Davis. I'd like to say a very good night to all. She is a wonderful woman. Brave, you know, speaking on it. Hubert Ingram speak on the process. We have Poison's candidates, Heather Hunt, the lady from the PLP spoke earlier, and she spoke about the condition as well as the PLP. We have Heather Hunt from the Free National Movement. She spoke as a candidate for the Free National Movement, and she talked about the way how BME people were treated. See, this thing right here, we are royalty. And if we are going to any polling station in this country, we want to see Gatorades. We want to see some hot dog. We want to see some fruits. We want to see some vegetables. We want to see some AC fans out there under the tents of the people with that. Disabilities who come in to vote to the many different polling divisions in Elizabeth Estate, being a Grand Stat, Camp Road, or wherever these polling divisions is, we want them buckled with food. So we want to see these places buckled with food, a lot of ice and a lot of drinks, and we don't want no one to be stingy giving all this food to these individuals out there, because they are supporting the political party who, in turn, whoever wins, you benefit off us voting. So for right now, we are the royalty. We should be treated with the utmost respect. Okay, so we looking to see to all polling stations around the country. We want to see ambulance tables stocked with a lot of fruits and vegetables and cold drinks for persons who come to vote in this particular constituency across National Providence or in the Family Islands. Wherever there people are going to vote, we want to see food, drinks, umbrellas, tents for to accommodate people, chairs. Okay, and we want assistance there as well. Okay, so we want some ambulance park up to these particular polling divisions. So sort of if there is any type of emergency, we can respond quickly. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Good day. How you doing, man?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. You know, I wanted to, I was just having a conversation with a couple of colleagues.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm moving forward with progress. I make that no secret.
No problem.
But one of the key things I would want to mention, and this is something that I think, you know, if we pay close attention.
Yes, sir.
I think the opposition, one of the main reasons why they wanted to get, you know, minister out of the way was simply because of the fact that they realized that they would have to run on their record.
Mm.
And if we really sit back and analyze that the opposition is not running on the FNM's previous record. They're not running on it. Mm. All they're running on is what the PLP is doing, and they're not running on the record that they, including the leader of the opposition, sitting in cabinet along with quite a number of them who are currently running, They were there when these decisions were being made, bad decisions were being made, certain decisions were being made that affected every Bahamian. And one of the key things that they're doing, and they're doing an excellent job at it, is deflecting. They're not running on the former administration's record. And the main reason why they wanted to get him out of the way is because they realized that their former record was nothing to run on.
That's true.
And if the Haymans would sit and think for a moment, why is it that they're just talking everything about the PLP, the PLP, and they're not running on the record of the former administration? Oh, their thing is, he wasn't the prime minister. Well, he sat in cabinet along with leadership within that party right now, and who are vying for a return. They sat on the cabinet. Decisions were made in their presence. So that's a lame excuse for the fact that, okay, oh, now we understand why they don't want Minnis there. Because now if Minnis was still there, then they realize that the reputation of the former administration would pull down any chances that they would have to see any victory or anything coming forward. And if anyone pays close attention, they are not running on their previous record. And there's a reason why they're not running on their previous record, simply because it's embarrassing. There's nothing for them to show as it relates to quality, substance, or anything. So all they could do is make noise about the PLP, the PLP, the current. And the last time I checked, we'd like to talk about how bad the economy is doing. Well, Moody's and also, I'm trying to remember another worldwide organization for ratings, but especially today. Phenomenal ratings financially. So I guess now they think that the Bahamas, the PLP is in cahoots with Moody's and all those other people. But they're the same ones who's preaching. But the world organizations are saying how fiscally responsible the Bahamas is. It got to make sense. Run on your old record. See if you could stand on your old record. I challenge any one of them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, he supported this party. You can't blame the one for supporting that party. You know, he chose progress. Okay, so he's saying that the Free National Movement has no previous record. He's talking about COVID-19, Dorian. They was unable to build no houses and stuff like that. They served close to about 4.5 years. They did an early election, and they eventually lost the election. I think a lot of Bahamian people felt that logged on, and you know, they felt they was lied to, especially when it comes to Hurricane Dorian. They felt that the numbers that the prime minister at that time said to the Bahamian people, you know, didn't add up, because there were people saying that there were thousands who got swept away and was never found. And the former prime minister, you know, he was saying otherwise. And people were on Facebook, and people talking about how much illegal immigrants were there in Abaco that, you know, bypassed the population that they say was there, and people saying there was there, but people were saying 30, 40, 50,000, probably 60,000 people were in Abaco at the time, and people were saying close to over 10,000 or more persons lost their life. That's what they're saying, and then he gave his number. You know, he also, you know, messed up with the Oban files when he said the Oban files going missing. You know, we all know as persons who have intelligence, we all know that a government entity always have a backup copy. You know, we know if a file is submitted, especially in the office of the prime minister, there's no way that file could go missing. The only way that file could go missing, if the prime minister himself shelves it, he shelves it himself, and no one else can touch it besides the next prime minister who is coming in, and that's confidential. So things like that, you know, made it difficult for them. But under this administration right now, caller who just called in, I just like, you know, you're correct. You know, the economy is booming, but is it trickling down the way it's supposed to trickle down to really, really benefit the people who really, really need it? They're doing a phenomenal job, caller. You know, when you talk about Moody's and stuff like that, you are completely correct. But is it trickling down and reaching the people who would really need to reach in order for us to change around the country's economy inside the inner city community around town? So you're right, caller. You're right. We're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, good evening. What's happening, Sergio?
Hey, everything's good. Good night to you.
Yeah, man. Boy, Sergio, if I was in the PLP, I would annihilate certain conversations today, because it's an insult to my ears, honestly speaking, Scrooge. Right? It makes very little sense. Certain conversations are an insult to my ears, and they make very little sense.
Mm.
And they don't move the pendulum forward in terms of the conversation, right? But nonetheless, as it relates to what's going on with this parliamentary registration situation, the advance polls yesterday. Scrooge, by all means, there is no disregarding the responsibility but for Parliamentary Commissioner Mr. Thompson.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
There is no disregarding responsibility that belongs to him in terms of safeguarding the integrity, the election, the general election process.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of ensuring that he can account for all of the processes involved in preparing and execution for bond polls and general election. Right? However, there are certain responsibilities that go beyond him as well, Scrooge. And to some degree, I almost feel sorry for Mr. Thompson, because it's almost like at the street level, right, Scrooge? You know, you're in a gang, right? If you want to talk street talk, you're in a gang, right? And you know a certain crime was committed, right?
Yes, sir.
But you know that you are one of the soldiers. You ain't one of the seniors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the big man in the gang tell you, well, you know, you got to eat that one for the team. That one are you,
yeah.
Right, Scrooge?
Yes, that's that. So, he's the fall guy.
At the end of, huh?
That one's the fall guy.
Exactly. And so and the fall guy can't open his mouth and talk on the people.
No.
Who he really would like to talk on.
Nope.
We don't create more problems, right?
Yeah.
And so in many instances, the small guy ended up eating the L, right, for the team,
mm-hmm.
right? And to some degree, Scrooge, I see that's what's the case with
Thompson.
Mr. Thompson, right? granted, I said to you.
Yes, sir.
Right? He cannot run from his or renege on his responsibility,
yes.
Because there has been some concerns. Should have been caught, right? His office, that were not caught by his office, right?
Yes, sir.
But not everything that's happening that's going responsibility or Lato's blame, this foot. Some of them go beyond him.
Yes, they do.
And I'm certain he's doing his best while biting his tongue to pieces.
Yes.
Trying not to open his mouth
mm-hmm.
to say anything incriminating against who we would consider in this instance
more
the big
like
head.
Like his boss,
the big head,
like his supervisor.
I saw an interview today. I don't know how I came across it, right,
mm-hmm.
because in this political time, frankly speaking, I don't even have an interest in getting involved like how I used to, Scrooge, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you examine the ins and outs, and some things just don't add up.
Yeah.
Some things just don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I saw an interview that the media conducted with former Prime Minister, Right Honourable Perry Gladstone Christie. Right?
Yes, I witnessed.
Where Chris? Huh?
Yeah. You were talking when he talked with Pintat.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
I listen. I watch it. Well, go ahead.
Christie highlighted it correctly in those
uh-huh.
words. He spoke that what he spoke, he was right down the middle, and he spoke as a Bohemian
yep.
in that interview.
Bit.
And the latter part of that interview, he also asserted that yes, he still is hopeful that the party he once led
win the election.
To government twice would be successful as president. Because then you look at and I always repeat. Similar to what he said, I always repeat it when I speak about
the economy.
What happened in the 2007 general election.
The economy
right?
was the highest.
Christie and his team had this sound rocking.
Yeah.
Right? Rocking.
The economy.
Performing exceptionally well, right?
In the billions.
But guess what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Just as you've been saying, the the entire show since you started. Not enough of the people were stealing the benefits that were being derived to the country.
Yes.
The ratings agencies were speaking.
Yes.
And that showed up greatly at the polls.
Yep.
And when Ingram blows up in that election, right, Scrooge?
And the economy was the highest under Christie that time. And the economy was one of the highest. The economy was booming under Christie, the highest.
Yes. In every which way. Listen, man, we had James Smith there. Right under Christie in finance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had an up and coming at the time, Michael Alkitis, who was training under Smith and Christie at the time, positioning himself for the position and the place where he is today in government, right? Yeah. And there's still higher heights that he can climb in government because he perhaps is more qualified than anyone, right, because of his preparation, right?
Yes.
And so he started under some extremely talented and intelligent and knowledgeable people, right?
Yeah.
From the finance side, being James Smith, and certainly from the political side, being Perry Gladstone Christie, right?
Yes.
And and the people dealt a blow out to the Christie administration, right?
Don't mind the crowds. Don't mind the crowds to the riding, Mr. Christie said it.
listen. Go ahead. Scrooge, you just hit another nail on it. Listen. Scrooge, the last time we saw mega rallies in this country, Scrooge,
you could tell it was over.
Christie was prime minister.
Uh-huh.
Christie led the PLP to a loss as the government. That was the last time we saw mega rallies.
Yeah.
None of these rallies, none of them, on the PLP side, nor on the FNM side, but stand up to any of those rallies that we saw back in the day.
No.
Right? And so it speaks volumes to you from a relation as it relates to crowd dynamics, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't want to get into because that's a big topic within itself, right? But at the same time, Scrooge, if the people are feeling it directly, if the people are looking, if they are looking Scrooge through the window, right, and they could see this one getting this big something, this $100 million, one getting this $100 million something. A lot of infrastructural works is going on in the country. But who is benefiting from the infrastructural works that's going on in the country? Who is benefiting via the job opportunities or the contract opportunities?
Body members.
We aren't issuing shares. We aren't issuing stocks. We aren't providing opportunities and outlets for behemoths to inherit some of its own wealth.
Yep.
In the process of these infrastructural developments and plans and stuff like that. And not that we don't know better, you know, Scrooge.
Yeah.
We know better. But we are not executing these things.
No.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, we're not. Despite the economy.
If we are investing, Scrooge, if we invest in hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Through any infrastructural program throughout this country, right?
Yeah.
That will position our country for greater benefit in the future because of the types of investments we're making, behemoths should be brought along, large and part in that process.
Yes.
We should be seeing a new wave of multi-millionaires come about.
Yes.
From the job or contract opportunities.
Yes, I agree.
That come about from those developments, right?
Yes.
But not only that, the everyday and average behemoths should be able to get a piece of that pie, even if it's through purchasing of shares.
Yes.
Because we are developing our infrastructure, our airport.
Yes.
And we know that they will be successful.
Yes.
Because we are directly linked to tourism. Our control takes place. That will destroy tourism globally.
Yeah.
We are rest assured that we will continue to benefit
safest
from tourism.
In the world. Safest destination in the world and closest destination in the world to the U.S.
Scrooge, look at man, Scrooge. Listen, Scrooge. Let me make this disclaimer, Scrooge.
Yeah, get a couple callers. So make, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I get off and I'm ready.
Yeah.
I sometimes I have to go quiet, Scrooge.
Yeah.
Sometimes I literally have to shut my mouth because Scrooge, in the things that I see that we should be doing, and I know that we should be doing, the things that I recommended that I know will benefit the nation even more, far more than these programs are being rolling out now.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we're rolling out things halfway. If I begin to speak, Scrooge, it would come across as though I am
being negative towards the party I spent 40 years of my life.
No, you're not being negative.
To build and sustain.
You just see some scramble.
So I have to keep quiet. Pardon me, Bruce.
I say, what you're doing, you see some things that can improve the party and make it better, but they might think you're trying to be offensive to the party, but you see some things on the ground, which you know could be effective, make the party more successful.
Somebody
so you don't, you don't have to work so hard towards the general election if you do some of these things now.
Listen,
what you suggest?
Bruce, if we had done these things...
No campaign. You don't need the campaign. You don't need the campaign.
Bruce, we would not be fighting for our political lives right now if we had done these things. Anyway, blessings, Bruce. Not respect, bro.
Thank you very much. We want to get these calls out real quick, so call up, please. Go ahead. Sorry for taking so long. Antoine was making a great point. You know, he hints that if the party listened to them, you know, but they might they trying to resent him. But he is not trying to be offensive to the party. But if he's trying to be creative to help the party, so that when it gets the campaign in time, you don't need the campaign because we have programs where we're going to touch people in Anglesey, we're going to touch people in Bain and Grandstand, we're going to touch people in Fort Charlotte, and all them under the program. So you really set yourself by campaigning because people already see you're not touching them, you know, directly, you know. MP is showing up, programs going on year round, and automatically this is campaigning. That's new campaigning that many people are looking for right now. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City. You get a few minutes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's going on, Suji?
Very good, brother.
Yeah, I understand all that, man, but my phone's in 12 minutes, man.
I know, man, but you know what, sometimes people talk a little longer.
I understand, man. You're a great fella, man. You let you express yourself. Yeah. I could be quick. To the caller before him, Johnny Six Times. Well, what he's saying, that would have disqualified Brave Davis. Brave Davis would have never been prime minister then.
Wow.
Because undisputedly... Before administration come around, everyone knew Christie administration was the voice administration in the history of the Bahamas. Christie did lose his seat, not Minister and lose his seat. Mm. And I remember Antoine them, and him and all them other PLP said, man, they saying Brave Davis was the deputy prime minister. Man, he was in there, but no, man, he wasn't prime minister. He's a different man. Oh, man, yeah. So how come that go for them now and that don't go for Pintard? Now, watch this. They saying now Brave Davis was a whole different man. He did so well in this 4.5 years that he gave him a next thing. Mm. So they proving that, well, he was different from Christie. Mm. This is a different administration. He's his own man. He do his own stuff. So give him another. But then they saying, no, Christie, Pintard was in men's cabinet, so he have to go with men's record. Why do you say I'm biasing? Listen here, my boy. Ain't anyone drinking that yellow Kool-Aid, man. Ain't anybody stupid, man. All us being around the Bahamas and witness all of these things, man.
Yes, sir.
Stop being with your bias act and talking foolishness, man. Because if you were there, but what you say, Brave Davis could never be prime minister. We really judge him on crusty administration there. So stop coming on this radio talking foolishness, man. Let me let someone else get in here.
Oh, God. Let me read some of these comments, please. Call like, I can take one. It's 12:42. I can see if I can give you all at least 3 minutes apiece. So I get 3 callers in the line, and then when it gets to 7:50, I want to talk about Rick Fox real about his character and what we are doing. That we should be very, very judgmental. When I mean judgmental, we can't have that kind of attitude, you know, with our people who are candidates. Regardless if someone gets you, are careful to be humble. Okay, let me just read some comments real quick. Good evening. Let me see. Good evening, please. Let your previous caller, Antoine, know that the F&M was punished already. So the PLP cannot expect double jeopardy. The F&M should not be punished again. Everyone is focused on the poor performance of the PLP over the past 5 years, and that's how it should be. Am I wrong? And I can't answer that. But I just can read your comment. Someone says, wasn't Brave in Perry's cabinet and then he decided to run. Make the caller make sense, please. Okay, you know how these BMW people go. Okay. Someone says, Prime Minister Davis is a poor excuse for a prime minister. This is the reason he will be one and done. He treat the BMW people bad. I mean bad. Goodbye. Good riddance. Enough is enough. For these BMW people, but they put it on your boy. You better be good. Hey, I have never heard Antoine make so much sense. I still waiting on an opportunity to buy shares in a BPL deal, but they don't want me to sell the Free Sun. They don't want to sell the Free Sun to us. Wow. Let me see. One more thing. Good, sir. Good evening, sir. Unfortunately, I think it'll be voted on the May 12th. Me and my family will attempt to vote on the 12th. However, if we are on the line for over an hour, we will leave and go home. Y'all are correct. Y'all are behemoth. There's no way in the world your taxpayers, government, and the opposition parties have asked you to come out and support their initiative to vote for them. Behemoth people are the prize. And this person who sent this text right here, you're right, on May 12th. If you're not treated right, if they don't have air conditioning fine out there, if they don't have the ambulance out there, if they don't have some grilled chicken, some grilled pork, some fruit, vegetables, watermelon, pineapple lying up on the side, wherever the polling division is, they should have tents, they should have the lines, mobile so people can move in a timely fashion, you know, and they should have a team of like I say, ambulance attendants out there and fire truck attendants out there. To make sure we get a quick response, okay? Yeah. So yes, you should not wait on the line an hour. And if that is the case, you know, it ain't white voting, you know, because what sense you grind somewhere to help a party and you want to help your country and you got to wait to vote? Most you should take us like at least about an hour, the most. Other than that? No. See, Scrooge, they want to sell the free sun to us. Okay, let me take this call real quick, and then I'm going to go to Rick Fox real quick. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, a pleasure. Good night, Brother Scrooge. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm fine, sir. I hope you're doing well as well.
Too. I am. Thanks. Okay. Thanks be to God. Scrooge, a while back, someone had called, and he mentioned the fact that the Moody and whoever, all the international rating agency has upgraded the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
I think, to be something really... I mean, that is all well and good, you know. The reality is that the Bahamas is doing well, but the fact is that we are not managing the monies that we are getting. That's like mm-hmm. You're on a job, right?
Yes, sir.
And you start off, let's say you start off with 50,000, but you got a promotion, you got some increases, and now you're making, let's say, 75,000.
Yes, sir.
But you're not paying down. You have loans, you have other, things like that. You instead of paying down, you borrow more, only because you now qualify for more money.
Mm.
Our national debt is not going down.
Mm.
None of these governments, since they came in, they have issued, they have implemented any austerity measures in order to bring down our national
spending
and so on and so forth. When they introduced VAT, you know what they told us?
Yes, sir.
This was to pay down our national debt.
That's what it was for. Yes, sir. You're correct.
And not they, in the first year, they said they were expecting like 100 million. They got 200.
Mm.
Nothing going to our debt.
Yes.
Nothing. We have seen all of the racists in government and something that which could have gone to the people.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you follow this young man in Africa.
Yes, sir.
Coochie, that young man, 30-something years old.
Farm man.
He's inspiring.
You get...
But he said, listen here, I don't know how true it is. He said, he has two sets of clothes, that's all. One old cell phone and nothing else. He said, leadership is not about me.
Yeah.
It's about my people.
Yes.
Man, he's been doing for his people. He says, listen.
Yes.
I don't travel all over the place. I don't go all over the place wasting up money and doing a bunch of foolishness.
He's an ex-Gaddafi.
He said, I don't need to do that.
He's an ex-Gaddafi.
Okay, I don't need to live in a golden house and
yes,
I made a big town. For what?
Because he's rich. He's rich with the people.
He said, I'm a soldier.
He rich because the people love him. That's how you get rich.
That young man
is so godsend. Yes, he's godsend.
He told them, the people, listen here, we grow cotton.
Mm-hmm.
We can make our own clothes.
Yes.
You know, we can do our own stuff.
Look at the farming.
The mangoes that were rotting on the ground, man. That
changed everything. the farming, the roads.
Now they bottling mango juice.
Low cost homes.
Low
cost homes. Everything he's doing.
$40 million just to get one couple of eggs,
yeah,
and all kind of maybe racing money left around. Yeah. We may be Moody may be giving us a good rating, but we are not managing
our expenditure.
We are, the people are going in there and they are getting rich.
Yes, sir.
They are coming out more. They are going there. The people who we are electing.
Yes. That's where the money is going.
They ain't going there to so-called serve the people. They are going to serve themselves first.
That's where the money going.
And we're going to get the little scraps. Mm. We're going to get the little scraps with left over.
Yes, sir.
That's why people don't, most people don't want to vote, you know.
Yes.
A lot of people, I listened to this caravan of the West Indies thing. This young fellow was interviewing one of a economist or he's a political analyst in the Caribbean. He said, you're like 40% of the people in the Caribbean, they have voter apathy.
Yes.
Because, you know, they say, listen here, it doesn't make a difference.
No.
We only change in one color for the next.
Yes.
You put in this one, they say change. And so people, they say they looking to themselves. Mm. They ain't looking to no government,
yes,
for any kind of change. So they even, some people ain't even bothering to go and vote.
Yes.
Because they feel like you put in this party, they go in there, they say one thing, and they do another.
Yes.
I mean, but so
that's,
we have made these people realize that they are working for us.
Yes.
And they just go in there to see, you know, you look at some of their bank accounts, Fuji.
Yes, sir.
That's pathetic, man.
Yes, yes, you said
it. That's wrong. That is our money.
Yes, that is the money right there with the politicians buying up and what they put as their financial disclosure. That is the BME people money.
But you know what they put on the paper, like the song say, the half has never yet been
told. No, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People let you sit down and let you write on anything.
Yes, sir.
If that is not verified.
Yes.
Those things are not verified. If they put 500, they probably got 2 million.
Yes, sir.
Trust you me.
Yes, sir.
Just like these disclosures that they're supposed to make every year.
Yeah.
Verified and checked out.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
but
sir.
But we are just so slack.
We just about party. And we ain't seen a bigger picture.
Place we're supposed to be effective. The government don't even want to obey the very law that they passed.
Not even the opposition leader.
The Public Accounts Committee, which is supposed to regulate the government spending. What does government tell the people? You all don't have to go. You all have to go. You all have to answer them.
Yes.
And this is supposed to be a new day.
Yes.
This is supposed to be different.
Yeah.
You know, the F&M, they came, they spent $60 million in roads and parks. You spent $140 million. And the roads in Park Woods?
Yeah.
Come on, man. We can do better, man. We got to do better.
Yes, sir.
And people out here starving?
Yes, sir.
Some people are living in the hospital ain't got this, this ain't got that, and the government can't pay its bills, and, you know, and like we billing clinics and whatnot, we billing this and billing that, and it just don't make sense. Hey, listen, thanks for letting me run. Hey,
thank you very much. You know, you made some major points, you know, and that's like I say, you could talk about Moody's and stuff like that. I understand where the call is coming from. He's correct when he talk about Moody, but like I say, these are things that BME people are saying that there's no trickle-down effect that is reaching them, you know, and people want more trickle-down effect, and I think that's what we want to accomplish in the country. Let's play that clip with Rick Fox real quick, because you know we have a few more minutes, and if I get a lucky call, I might let you get in a minute or two. So let me just talk with Rick Fox about 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes real quick.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard that came out, and thankfully, the police presence has been great. It was great yesterday and great today. They held the peace for us. The individual that was being belligerent and swearing and threatening people's lives, threatened my campaign manager's life, threatened my life, was charged. The police officers pulled him away. So that context is not in that video. But I will tell you, some people are used to this time of year being bullies. And we're not standing for that. We're not standing for that. And if you're going to swear and threaten people's lives and say you're going to your car to get something, then I'm going to defend my team. I'm going to defend myself. And I'm going to defend anybody that is in the area, quite frankly, because that was a dangerous situation. The police got on the scene and they handled that. And that gentleman has been charged.
All right. And you said you're voting in the general election. So you want to feel that excitement. What constituency will you be voting in?
I'll be voting in Killarney.
Okay.
So Michael Bonnet Ellis will get my vote. So I'm looking forward to supporting her.
Who was that one person, I guess, that was swearing at you, I guess, being belligerent?
I don't keep company like that. I don't keep company like that, so I couldn't tell you who that was. I have his license plate number, though.
Yeah, I just like to say this, you know, not a personal attack on Mr. Fox. You know, I know you come to the Bahamas, and he's trying to be a part of the political scene. You know, you could get riled up, but you got to understand that you are representing not only your constituency, running to represent your constituency, but a country, the Bahamas. And if you watch Mr. Fox, and it's not only you who behave in this type of manner out there that particular day. There are many behemoths out there acting the fool. That's what we call it, you know, being very disrespectful to one another, you know. And you yourself is a multimillionaire. You yourself is an ambassador. You yourself, it's for many kids in the country, you know. What I'd like to say to you, sir, is this. We have 200 kids, 200 children sought help for sexual abuse last year, okay? And I understand that the guy provoked with you, but the way you acted as a grown man, you know, even though this guy insults you, you know, words can hurt. I understand words can hurt. But in the atmosphere that you surround yourself into, you got to be able to take harsh criticism in the country with weapons. Because what we saw is that, yes, the guy cursed at you, but he did not hit you. The guy was wrong, and you attempted to go in the guy's space. And if it wasn't for Carl Battle's son to restrain you, you probably would have got an altercation with a PLP party supporter. And even though you say you don't mix with people like that, you actually mix with people like that because you allowed yourself, out of anger, to make a crucial mistake. Now, that's just that, Mr. Fox. I think that you're a great individual. You did some great programs at the Bahamas when you was the Lakers. You came down here. You brought the Lakers. You was the captain of the Lakers. You did summer camps. You did. I mean, not knocking you for that. But what we like from you is to understand that don't get yourself caught up in the atmosphere. You are the bigger man. You are here to represent yourself and also represent your party, but you also hear the things that you speak on, say that you want to fight the BM, you want to fight against bullying. Well, you yourself was bullying, you know. You were bullying yourself, you know. Even though the guy cursed, you wanted to mess the guy up. And how that would look on you if you got yourself an altercation. I also think that you told a lie, because the guy was not arrested. The guy was not picked up for questioning. This is not to take a shot on the Free National Movement. This is just me talking about this particular incident that Rick Fox did. Not all other incidents. I'm just talking about this incident here that happened at that particular time. I'm only criticizing him for what he did right then and there. It can be forgiven. But for all of us in this country, for the way we carried on out there, against one another in this country, that is not right. You know, that is not right. It's wrong. You know, politics are destroying us. Hey, it could get to bring the voice out of you. Say, insulting things because of a party, because you want your party to win. No, man. Serious people. You know, it ain't that serious for you to get riled up and curse and can on with one another. You want to kill one another? You want to say bad things about one another? Doesn't make any sense. And everyone out there ain't bad. You understand? Let me give you a prime example of making crucial mistakes. Thinking without consequences. Just say if Mr. Fox right now is a candidate right now, he's a candidate, and what if he did get an altercation with that gentleman? He would be disqualified from being a candidate. Am I correct? He probably discouraged a lot of people who probably wanted to vote for him. And it's a constituency of Garden Hills would not vote for him because of that, because we are running away from that type of attitude. And we understand, Mr. Fox, you come here and, you know, you are a Bahamian, and now you're seeing how we are as a Bahamian. And we as Bahamians have become a violent nation. We have a lot of mental health issues in our country because of the poverty levels in our country. And we right now are trying to change that type of attitude. You know, we trying to run away from confrontation and talking bad to one another and pulling on one another. You know? We want to run away from the Bureau Papa talk about how persons what hate on him and stuff like that. You know, why hate on somebody? Let me show you some. You hate on somebody, right? That person minding their own business, are trying to achieve their goals, going to work, trying for the car they just bought, and doing positive stuff. Why is you so focused on them? You hating on them. You know what's going to happen to you? By you hating on people and watching people and being so hateful, you're going to get leave behind it. The energy you put watching that person, hating on that person, like he said, I'm not talking about that individual. I'm just talking overall. That person, instead of you wasting your energy, oh, I don't like that one, this, that, and you watch them everywhere they go, I don't like this and that, he's a bad person, this and that. What makes you think you're in the bad person? What makes you think people who you talking to ain't saying the same thing about you? But why is you wasting your time worrying about that person is achieving their goal. That person is inclined with God and is getting the blessings of God. You who owe the hating and bad molding and criticizing and you're not a people's people. Let me show you what happened to you. You will get old on the street. You won't have a house. You won't have a car. Hey, you'll be paying rent for the rest of your days because guess what? You never get blessed from God. You understand? Because why? You're trying to pull on your brothers and sisters. The Bahamas is a tree and all of us are leaf. And yes, we might have our political parties, our junk and wine. You don't need to hate one another. I want to fight one another because of yellow and red and black and white. How petty could we get? It that serious? It that serious? Come on, man. Come on, we bigger than that. You know, so when we go to the poll, and let me encourage people as well. A lot of people, when you're going to the poll, you don't need to wear no shirt. Let the party supporters of the Free National Movement wear their shirts. The party supporters of the PFP wear their shirts. The party supporters of the Coalition and the Independents wear their shirts. For you who is a vehement citizen looking to go there and vote PLP, FNM, or SCOLI or Independence, you do so, but you don't need to put on a shirt. Okay? No one needs to know what you're voting, okay? That is your constitutional right not to wear no shirt. So don't wear no shirt. That's for the party members, party supporters. You as a citizen who is going to swing the swing vote. Okay. You understand where I'm coming from? So please, let's be more courteous. Let's be kind to one another. Understand that, yes, this election is happening on May 12th. But that shouldn't define us as for us to curse one another and want to fight one another and want to kill one another. And then when you do that, hey, there's consequences. Okay? Trouble easy to get into. But very, very hard to get out. I'm Valentino O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6. Did a phenomenal job. I thank you for your input. And I hope to see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Enjoy your night. Drive safe. Okay? And remember, hey, we are a tree, and all of us are a leaf. When you're plotting on somebody and talking bad about somebody, what makes you think somebody talking bad about you? Okay? What makes you so special that no one's saying the same thing about you? Just like you're talking bad about somebody, what up, wasn't bad, and this and that. The same people saying the same thing about you. You ain't no better than Paul. Okay? Good night, everyone, and enjoy.
Watch them only pass through for a season. Cutlass, I gon' weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, Bigger Bay, and bro.